The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And now is the time for Boat Smart. Stefan Schmidt is here. Key Marine Center is our sponsor, and he is a Marine and Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College. Welcome. It's Friday. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning. And it is March already.
I can't believe it.
I just
can't believe it.
Yeah, that means we are marching into boating season right now.
Yes,
because
sir.
It is that time of year. It's coming on quick.
No doubt.
You know, you got to check out our sponsor, Key Marine, because they might be able to help you get your boat on the water for March.
Well, so, now everybody's taking the tarps off, getting them out of the driveways.
Getting them ready, because as the weather warms up, people are ready to go, you know. So, yep, check out our sponsor, Key Marine Center, located out there at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is their phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. And they also have a Facebook page as well. Remember, Key Marine is your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, and now Cox outboard.
That's what you were saying last week.
Center. So they can do any kind of repowers on that. I went out there to Key Marine. Oh, gosh. When did I go out there? I think I went out there Wednesday. Yep. Mm-hmm. I went out Wednesday to do a co-op visit.
Now, what does that mean?
So we do co-op visits. When we have a student that has 750 or more hours in the class, they have good attendance. They are passing their occupational completion points and moving forward, we're able to do what we call co-op. And co-op is when I can actually put a student to work. They follow the same scenario as being hired by any other company. Okay. They have to go through an interview process and they have to have their tools and they have to be ready to go. And we put them out in field as a basic entry level technician. The hopes is to put them underneath another technician that is working there, whether it's one of my previous students or somebody else that works at that location that has a lot of experience. So they continue their education that way.
Mm-hmm.
The benefit to that is the fact that they are still under my wing.
Right.
And that means that if we have any kind of issues or anything, that I can take care of those issues on the spot or, you know, make an appointment and do that, you know, where I can go out and take care of it. And most of the time it is a minor issue if we do have them. Typically, I don't have issues with students as they go out into the field, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's say a student maybe just throw one out there because I've had this in the past. They come in, they clock in, and they decide to eat their breakfast, right?
Wait a minute. That's something not fair because I've got donuts right here.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening. Or they decide, well, they're not functioning at that point. You're at least functioning while you're eating your donuts.
I gotcha.
So, you know, or they decide to use the bathroom for 10 minutes or something like that. I mean, as silly as that is, right?
Right, right.
Or taking notes. Maybe they're not taking notes. Maybe they're not following through. All these kind of little things that become big things to a business owner, right? Mm-hmm. So we were able to go out and take care of that and talk to the student and say, hey, look, you know, and they don't do it in my class. I don't know why they would do it out when they go out in the field, but it does happen sometimes.
Well,
okay?
They don't really know. They don't have the experience to really know what's expected
exactly.
of them yet,
a lot of times that's the case. And then first time employees anywhere probably sometimes, you know, so those situations. So I went out on a co-op visit to check on Jeff. He's out there working and everything was good. We had no issues, so, you know, I have a check sheet that they go by, and I'll just kind of give you an idea of the check sheet and what we look for when we go out to do the co-op visits. I have to put my glasses on because they make little tiny writing on these sheets. So we have to go through and we have to evaluate them on different things like critical thinking skills, thinks creatively and critically, makes good decisions, solve problems, plans, and organizes. Interpersonal skills, works well with others, which is very important, right?
Of course.
So we talk about that, responds to customer needs, exercises leadership, personal qualities, demonstrates responsibility, flexibility, works independently, which is very important. Willing to learn, another one that is very important. And you could have issues with willing to learn. where a student is closed-minded, you know, or an employee is closed-minded, right? Those kind of things. So that's the personal qualities. Information use, locates, organizes, uses, and analyzes and communicates information. Taking notes, something big that I teach in my class about taking notes, okay? Resource management, manages time and resources. Communication skills, very important. Uses correct grammar and writing skills, speaks clearly, listens attentively, comprehends written material, observes carefully. Those kind of qualities, right? I had a student at one time in my classroom. One of the main things is we don't curse, okay?
Good
cursing and being like, you know, I've told my students before, if you hear me say a curse word, it's really bad, you know, okay? Things
right.
are really going to get really bad really quick.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we talk about is not cursing, because it's something that brings, you're not a professional if you're using foul language, in my opinion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, I know there's a lot of industries out here, people just construction, and I'm not beating up on construction. IT people, I'm kidding about that. Mr. Williams, listen, I don't know. They don't say much. IT don't. But, you know, so those kind of qualities. And I had a student one time that I had to work on him really hard to get him to stop using the F-bomb and stuff like that, right?
Sure.
Because it was like every other sentence, it seemed to be
they're not
that
even
way.
Aware they're doing it anymore. It's kind of like people who say like
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
or you know.
Yeah,
those
but
kind of
it just comes natural, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we I worked on him, finally got him into a co-op position and put him out in the field. And he comes, and I got him to where he was only like maybe one a day or one every other day,
which was
great.
That was better.
You know, which was better, right? And the funny thing about it was he came back I did a co-op visit with him. He says, you know, these guys, they cuss worse than me, you know?
Oh.
And I said, well, okay, so let's talk about that. Be the example.
Mm-hmm.
Be the example, right? A lot of times in my classroom, being the example also teaches.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So we don't cuss, and a lot of people will come into my classroom and they have a mouth that they, you know, that you don't want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I'll call them outside and I'll say, hey, you need to calm that down a little bit. You need to work on that. And what happens is it's a weighing part where the less the people around you cuss, the less the people that you
mm-hmm.
cuss, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of fit in. So I said, be the example,
sure.
right? And then one time I had a situation where there's a couple students was a co-op student was at a boat dock with another employee of the location, not my students, and they were using some foul language across at the boat ramp, and actually a customer called in and complained about it.
No kidding.
Yeah, so I had to settle that one down too. So it does happen, you know, and it's stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the co-op visit helps me to evaluate and understand what the student actually needs or does need. So, all right, so let's talk about appearance, you know, clean and well-groomed. Very important, right? Attendance and punctuality, 100% very important. You don't show up for work, you got a problem, right?
And you don't want to be late all the time either.
You can't be late all the time, and it really sets you up for, you know, for failure when you start doing that. Attendance and punctuality, quality of work, quantity of work, which these parts here, the quality of work and quantity of work is kind of something that we have to adjust as you learn.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as critical, you know, if they're following through with what the student is doing at that time. Job knowledge, you know, using equipment, materials, tools, et cetera. Reliability follows safety, security, and sanitary procedures. Safety is very important, okay? Because I tell my students, I say, you know, if you get hurt on the job because you're doing something stupid, right? Standing
right.
on top of a ladder, jumping out of a boat, whatever it is, right? Not only does the business suffer, but the actual employees suffer too, because what happens if you, under workman's comp, they end up having to pay workman's comp fees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or money for workman's comp. Well, if people start getting hurt, that goes up. This insurance does, right?
Right.
Well, think about it. If you're spending money on big workman's comp claims all the time, where do you have money to pay employees for raises and things like that? So being safe not only helps you and protects you, but it also helps your pocket by not getting hurt on the job,
mm-hmm.
which is a big deal too, right? So you don't want to do that as well. And then aptitude for job, ability to learn job skills, interested in learning,
mm-hmm.
very important,
mm-hmm.
you know? So we went out and evaluated Jeff, and I I spoke with Bill, who is their service manager. He did the evaluation. And all the scores were out of the four is the highest, zero is the lowest, and everything was fours and threes on Jeff.
Fantastic.
So everything's good.
Good for him.
And I don't want, I want the employer to be honest with these evaluations, right? I want them to give me an honest opinion. I don't want to see fours all the way down the line. Mm-hmm. I want to know where they can improve and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
You know? So I had a good visit out there. We went upstairs and sat in Mickey's office and sat up there with Mickey and Dustin and Bill, and we had a nice conversation about different things, past employees and students and now and things like that. And one of the things that did come up was the BGS fund, okay?
Yes, they wanted how's me, that going?
They're getting some money and getting some money in. Of course, my class raised around $350 for that, so
that's,
that was really good. And,
that's
and,
great.
So that's awesome. We had a couple people from school give as well. So out of our school, we're in around a $400, $450 range, somewhere like that, that we gave, which was awesome. Tool trucks are also trying to donate stuff and things like that too. But Mickey asked me to ask the listeners to go to their Facebook page. If you can give a few bucks here and there, that will help those. And they're planning on taking that out to them next week.
Excellent.
And
okay.
Getting
and
them
explain
guys.
Explain what this is for just real so, quickly. Somebody might have missed it.
Yep. So BGS had a fire. It's been a couple of weeks ago, and they lost a lot of their main building. And the techs out there also lost tools. And we discussed that the tools aren't covered mm-hmm. under insurance, you know.
Right, right.
Just like if you're in here and your purse gets stolen, your the station's, you know, does not cover that, you know. You have to cover that yourself. Same thing with that. Renter's insurance is a good example of that. If you're in a house and you don't have renter's insurance, the contents aren't mm-hmm. covered.
Right.
So it's the same situation. We have a lot of students out there that just started in the field, which is a big investment. And, you know, we were talking about, Mickey said at one time he had somebody just steal some tools from one of his techs. And in that one box, about $8,000 worth of tools.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so, you know, it can get very expensive very
wow.
quickly. So, you know, if you have if you have the ability, if you can, go to, you can go out to Key Marine, give them a check or cash. You could do that if you want to. Stop by there and do that. You know, 10, 20, whatever you can do, 100, you know, whatever you can do is fine. You can go on their Facebook page, and they have a code in there for a Venmo code.
Venmo? Okay.
Yep, and people do that as well. So just do that. You know, more than happy if you get it with me, come by, and I'll take it. I can take it too, if ever you get a hold of me, whatever. But if you can help them, we appreciate it because honestly, they appreciate it.
Of course,
you know? They really do, and it's just you know. So we're trying to get them back on their feet. They are working toward that. They're getting there. And they are doing pretty well over at BGS, and they're trying to get back on their feet. Hopefully have their building up in about 7 months and get things back up, you know, and come back stronger, right?
Hopefully so, yeah.
You know, come back stronger. They lost a lot of boats, too, so, you know.
It's such a shame right before the season, too.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when you think about it, it was a fire, so you have boats that are sitting outside, right?
Oh, gosh.
And all the ambers and stuff that are coming mm-hmm. down on all the – so there's mm-hmm. the losses are unbelievable at that point, you know.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah. I had a major fire – years and years ago, I had my business, S&S Marine, and I had a local company that I sublet to for fiberglass repairs and stuff like that. They were actually working on a boat out at a marina, and they borrowed, I had an air pump. You guys are going to kind of think this is cool. You know, I had an air pump, and that's how we pump fuel out of fuel tanks mm-hmm. because it's safer than using electric pumps or anything else, right? So they borrowed my air pump to do a pump out on a fuel tank so they could pull fuel tanks and replace them and stuff like that. Nothing to do with my business. I was just lending them tools, right? Well, when they got everything done and they were getting ready to put fuel tanks back in, they didn't have my air pump anymore because they brought it back to me because there was a time span between everything got done and everything got back. And the person that was working on that boat, there was some fuel left inside underneath the fuel tanks where they had evacuated fuel from the boat, and he used a shop vac to, I mean, you know, bad news. It went up.
Oh,
blew.
My gosh.
It burnt boats from that boat, five boats both ways.
Oh, no.
And, you know, so we lost about 10 boats in that fire.
Wow.
And out of that 10, probably six or seven of them were my customers.
Oh,
you know,
no.
So we lost a lot of boats. Again, you know, the insurance and all that stuff, you know, that it's just bad when things like that happen. It was an accident, but it was very preventable,
mm-hmm.
right? And I use those lessons in my class to teach students. you know, how to evacuate fuel if you need to, because we have to do that from time to time, and how to be safe and that kind of stuff. Accidents happen.
Of course.
But
you gotta
something
be ready.
Like that, you know, how, you know, it's just really not good to use a shop vac to pull out fuel, because as soon as that vapor hits the vacuum cleaner, it's done.
Gosh.
So in that instance, the insurance companies for those other boats had to pay for their stuff,
right.
And of course, you know, and all that, and then whatever happens around that, you
wow.
know. What a big mess,
wow.
right?
If you just joined us talking with Stefan Schmidt, who is with Georgetown Technical College, Marine Services instructor, this is Boat Smart. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620 as we're getting into the season.
I'm telling you, and how quickly we get into this show, right?
I know.
You know?
That flies by.
It does. It does. I need a 6-hour show.
Watch out.
Like
you'll
that.
Be on TV next.
Yeah,
I can
TV.
See it
yep.
now.
Working
I can
on
see
it
now. Yeah, I can see it now.
So I always like to do this week in MST, Marine Service Technology, and talk about the things that happen around the classroom and the things that we've been doing there.
No cussing to start.
So we have, what's that?
No, I said no cussing to start.
Yeah, no cussing in the class, right?
Right.
So so our student of the month was Reggie Miller, and we gave him his student of the month package last night.
Congratulations,
yeah,
Reggie.
Yeah, the students vote for that, and I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's just a program that I came up with, and everybody that listens knows that we have a gentleman that donates tools and stuff that he don't want anybody to know who he is.
Huh.
And the tools they win is like over $100 each time every month. You know, they get a nice package of tools. Reggie got a nice toolbox thing, a little small package of tools.
Nice.
You know, so he got a cup from Blinkfest. It was a special cup that had his name on it and everything, and he got a certificate.
Perfect.
So that was pretty cool to do that. Aiden Long, who's starting work here pretty soon in the next week, I think he starts on the 12th. He did his V engine certification for Yamaha this week, so that was good. So he had already graduated, but he had to do the certification, so he came in on Tuesday and did that. I turned around and looked, and he's sitting there, and I totally forgot that he was doing a certification, and I said, what are you doing here? You know, he's like, I got my certification. I said, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and do that, and he passed that first shot, so that's really good.
That's great, yep. Yeah.
So he's going to do well out in the industry, and, you know, it's just been a good, good week this week. I'm going to have Bill from Key Marine on the show in a couple weeks.
Oh, that'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, and we're going to get him on here and talk to him a little bit about what they do out there at Key Marine, too. I'd like to have them out here and come out and talk.
Because they're doing the extended warranty right now, too,
yeah,
correct?
All the Yamaha products, yes. and the Mercury product. And I think they said about every product out there now is offering extended warranties on things that you purchase from them. So it's a great time to buy.
Well, I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
And they have motors in stock from the smaller horsepower up to 200 horsepower.
Wow,
so,
okay,
yeah, so they
great.
Have a lot of stuff. You know, I hadn't been out there, and I was shameful. I haven't been out there in months, you know, and I went out there and looked around. They've done such a great job. The first thing I've seen when I walked in there, the very first thing when I walked in the front door, how clean and organized everything was when I walked into the showroom, the parts area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the greeting, hey, how you doing? You know, that kind of situation. And they know who I am, but you know,
very
that's how you do everybody, right?
Yeah.
And the second thing I noticed when I walked into the shop was how clean the shop was.
Oh, okay.
The very second thing. And that was, you know, and they have two buildings out there. They have a smaller shop on one side behind the parts department area. And then they have a larger shop next door with I think, four or five big bays in it. And they can put, I think, 46-foot boats inside and close the door or something like that.
Wow, that's
so,
big. Yeah, yeah
yep.
That's huge.
So that was something I noticed. And when you think about that, that's something that customers should notice, right? A clean shop, okay? Because if you don't have a clean shop, chances are you're not doing what you need to do on the customer's boat properly. In other words, you're not. Are you keeping their boat clean? Are you able to keep track of your tools and time management and all the things, right?
Sure.
So that's what I noticed when I went out there.
Interesting. Yeah, you know? That's great.
Yeah, so it was a good visit, and I really enjoyed it. And I just had a good time just sitting down and talking to Mickey. I didn't have time for lunch. He offered me lunch that day, but I had to get back to school. You know, so I do these visits before I go to school.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm trying to get back in time
for
my students. So
that makes sense.
So, yeah, it's been good, and I really enjoyed it sitting there talking to them guys. Haven't had opportunities to do that a lot lately, and I'm going to have to get into that a little more, so we're going to do that. 850-437-1620. I've done all the talking today, so maybe you have a question or comment. You can call or text 850-437-1620, and maybe you have a comment or a question or something like that, and more than happy to answer that for you.
Okay,
you know?
So, yeah.
Happy to do that. So what are we doing? What else are we doing around the shop? We are, the parade stuff. We had parades last week.
I heard about that.
And I said, I mentioned on the air, hey, come by and say hi. I actually had several people come by to say hi.
Well, aren't you the celebrity?
So that was cool.
How cool is
you know,
that?
They didn't want my autograph or nothing, but they did come by to say
next.
Hi.
You That's know. Next.
So they did that. And that was good. And I enjoyed seeing a few people that listened to the show. So thank you all for that.
That's very sweet.
Coming by. It was so noisy down there and all the music. I didn't get names or anything, but they come out, shook my hand, say, I love listening to your show. I've been listening for years and stuff like that.
Oh, that's great.
So thank you all for coming by and talking to me. I really appreciate that so much. I did start a new YouTube page that I want to mention because it's all related to technical.
Mm-hmm.
So all my boat shows that I'm filming here or videotaping here, whatever you want to call it, are going on this new page. Okay?
Right.
And the new page is called Tricks of the Trade.
Nice.
Okay. Tricks of the Trade is the name of it. And putting all my shows on there, but also things from George Stone I'm putting on their videos. I have the 425 video on there as well. And my thought process is this, okay? I'm thinking about talking about tricks of the trade as an instructor.
Okay.
Okay. So how I got into this, the tips and tricks of teaching, the hardships of teaching, if you will, that the lessons that you learn and all these things, you know. And it's going to be short little, you know, video segments.
Mm-hmm. Kind of thoughts for the day sort of
thing. Yeah, just talks of the day kind of thing. And I don't know how big this will get or whatever, but I kind of thought about that because I want to also write a book one day about tricks of the trade and talk about my experience coming into the technical industry teaching, right, into that field. And so I'm going to do that on there. So it's called Tricks of the Trade on YouTube channel, and you can check that out. And that's where all this stuff is going to be. As I put it up there. So we got a text.
Well, we got a text that came in, and I think you're going to like this one. And the question is, can we make a monetary donation towards the tools and gifts that you give to your students each month? And if so, where can we do that?
Okay, so you can actually do that if you would like to do that. And the way to do that, you would have to, and I'm gonna have to go by and see if I can make this happen, but I'm pretty sure you can do a donation. You have to go see our bookkeeper and tell them it's a donation for Marine Service Technology.
I gotcha.
And they'll write you a receipt and everything.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you want to do that, we can make that happen for sure.
Thank you. That's so generous of you to consider. You know, so that's really great.
Because, hey, that's investing in my students, right?
Yeah.
It's investing in our economy. It's investing in our industry.
Yeah, in
that
the
kind of stuff. So it's very cool. So thank you for that. I appreciate that very much.
Yep. Super. Okay.
So, yeah, you can do that. And my phone number and everything's on the website.
Okay. Want to give that again?
Yeah, you can go there and do that. I'll give it to you right now real quick. 850-393-4212. You can text me. I'm more than happy to talk to you more about that, too.
Okay,
you
know? Great.
So, yeah.
So if we didn't get to you, so a couple of calls came in. We weren't able to get to those this morning, but you can always do it quicker if you text 850-437-1620. Yeah. About a minute left.
Man.
Website, anything you want to mention before
we go? It
just
goes fast. We're working on stern drive repairs now. So students are rebuilding stern drives. We have students that are troubleshooting and doing our inboard stuff right now. We have students doing electrical gauges, all that. So we have all the stuff going on all over the place in the class. It's amazing.
You are busy. You're a busy fella.
I hardly sit down.
I'm not surprised.
Always moving. Always
not
moving.
Not surprised. They're lucky to have you.
Well, we're always moving over there, that's for sure. So thank y'all for listening today. And I just want to give another shout out to Key Marine Center. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road out here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. I did that out of my head this time, and I didn't have to read it. So
there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so thank y'all, and we appreciate you listening, and, you know.
We'll be back next Friday for more of Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Thank you for being here. And, again, what's the website where they can reach you?
So it's georgestonecollege.edu, and check that chat feature out, and they also have all their information, how to contact us, emails, phone numbers, all that stuff is right there.
And then you'll see this broadcast on YouTube as well, and of course we post a podcast on our website as well, so you can, if you missed it or didn't take notes, you got another opportunity to
do so.
All right, have a great weekend. Thanks for being here. Great show. Thank you.
Thank you.